G'day everyone, Ian here.
That's sort of my little intro, isn't it? I use it all the time when I'm doing these audio recordings. G'day everyone, Ian here. Sunday afternoon, it's getting on, probably about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm at St. Mary's Church of England, Anglican Church, in Kangaroo Point in Brisbane. It's where we dance a little bit of tango every second Sunday in the church hall. It's a sweet little place. The church is quite old. The hall is also probably not as old, but yeah, the church is very old. This is one of the older parts of Brisbane. There were three settlements early in the piece. Brisbane was settled 1822, I sort of want to say. I think when the first Moreton Bay settlement was set up, and that was moved from up in the Redcliffe Peninsula down into what is now Brisbane City. But very quickly afterwards, two other settlements sprung up, one on the south side of the Brisbane River, directly opposite, well, it's actually west of it, they call it the south, but it's west of the original Moreton Bay settlement, and they call that South Brisbane. And then around the bend of the river on Kangaroo Point, it was probably kangaroos here back in the day, they set up another settlement. And the Kangaroo Point is a long peninsula that goes out into a bend in the river. And it's all now part of the centre of Brisbane, with the river meandering around it. And this church was erected here pretty early in the piece. If I read the foundation stone here, in the name of the blessed and undivided Trinity, this stone was laid by His Excellency, Governor of Queensland, the Most Honourable George Augustus Constantine, I've never heard of him, Marquis of Normandy. It's in Roman numerals on the 19th of April AD, MDCCCLXXII, that's 1872, in dedication of the church to St. Mary the Virgin. 1872, so 50 years after Moreton Bay Settlement was founded, and probably, it was a pretty slow start. So it's really probably 15 or years after that. So probably the late-ish 30s before Brisbane was really kicking on. So this came along 20 or 30 years after that. It's a very simple church. It's certainly not grandiose. And it's built of what's called Brisbane tuff, T-U-F-F. It's an unusual, not tough, tuff. It's pronounced. It's an unusual stone. I must look it up at some stage. It must be a metamorphic rock, but a sedimentary stone, I reckon, that's been cooked well and truly. Some people who wouldn't know their way around rocks, and I don't know my geology well, could actually think it's sandstone. It has that sort of hue of sandstone with a little bit of ironstone running through it, but it's far messier. It doesn't have that beautiful sedimentary ordered layers of sandstone. It has some of it, but nowhere near enough. So the rocks are really quite messy, is probably a good way to put it. These cliffs that I'm standing on, that the church is built on, is all Brisbane tuff. And they say that it's one of the best tunnel building rocks. So I remember when they were putting in the Cross River Tunnel, the Clem 7, I was talking to one of the engineers, and they said that they were very fortunate to be putting a tunnel in through Brisbane tuff, because it's just incredibly good rock for tunnelling. It machines reasonably well. It's relatively hard, but it's not stupid hard, and it holds itself together really well. It doesn't suffer from fracturing and all sorts of problems with it collapsing in on itself. So it's very easy tunneling material. So actually, directly underneath where I'm standing, there is a tunnel, but it goes way down. This is all Brisbane tuff. And if you're ever in Brisbane and you're traveling on the river and you go past Kangaroo Point cliffs, you can actually see it's all Brisbane tuff. And it's just an iconic stone for Brisbane. And it was used a lot in the early days of the convict settlement and construction. And also used as curbing for the roads back in the day. You see a bit of it around still. So I can just hear, you wouldn't be able to pick it up on the microphone on the iPhone, but there's a little bit of singing going on inside the church. The soprano singing at the moment. So maybe they're practicing for something coming up. It's a beautiful old church, and we dance in the hall, which is just a very simple hall. Considering we're on one of the busiest roads, this was the main road from, well, it used to be the Pacific Highway. It used to be from Cooktown all the way around Australia back in the day, before it was diverted. This was the main road for Australia. Just down below the cliff from here, but we're up on the cliff edge and it's very quiet and peaceful. It's a nice piece of solitude in the hustle and bustle that is Brisbane.